everything they need to grow and learn. But not every child can focus on classes and play dates.
Nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. face hunger. That's one in...
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Ugh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Democratic National Convention culminates with Vice President Kamala Harris making history, becoming the first black woman as the presidential nominee of a major party. It follows a week of rousing speeches and a re-energized party. ABC's Mary Alice Parks is in Chicago.
This excitement has been off the charts. We've seen these speakers just own this crowd. People talking about how it's been years since they felt so hopeful, how confident they feel, how excited they feel. And the down ballot candidates saying that they are feeling the effects already. Money coming in, new volunteers coming in.
Donald Trump campaigning in Arizona today, focusing on border security. The FDA has given the green light to updated versions of the COVID vaccine. New doses could be available in the coming week. Existing home sales rose 1.3% in July from June, snapping a four-month downward streak. And housing inventory also shot up as mortgage rates dip from the record highs to the lowest levels in 15 months. This is ABC News. A rail lockout in Canada will likely have an impact on the U.S. economy.
Both of Canada's major freight railroads have ground to a halt due to a contract dispute with workers. And there could be serious economic consequences for businesses and consumers here in the U.S. if trains don't resume soon. Hundreds of millions of dollars worth of grain, coal, and timber cross the border daily. Many U.S. industries, including the auto industry, rely on a steady supply of parts made in Canada to keep assembly lines running. Canada's government has so far refused to step in to force arbitration. Dave Packer, ABC News.
According to Moody's, the lockout could cost more than $250 million each day. Thailand is now the second country outside Africa to confirm a case of the more severe strain of Mpox, formerly known as monkeypox. That case involves a 66-year-old man who traveled from Africa. The first case outside Africa was reported in Sweden. Last week, the World Health Organization declared Mpox a global health emergency. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Duration products and SuperDeck stains from August 23rd through the 26th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's the perfect time to get a jump on fall style at Macy's Ultimate Shopping Event, where you'll find incredible savings on the wardrobe update you need. Shop great looks you can wear now and later with an extra 25% off designer brands that rarely go on sale and 15% off your favorite makeup, fragrance, skincare, and more. Get ready for your best fall yet today at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The sunshine just won't stop, with high temperatures slamming into the upper 70s. Clouds increase tonight, with chances of spotty showers or some storms early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, we'll become mostly sunny with high temperatures rising right back to the upper 70s. Still owe the IRS? Call Tax Solutions now. 1-800-281-8193. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. It's the final night of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, a pep rally of sorts for Vice President Kamala Harris as she accepts her party's nomination for president. Speakers will include Wisconsin's U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, who's seeking a third term, opposed by Republican Eric Hovde. Canada's two major freight railroads have shut down operations, locking out 9,000 members of the Teamsters Union who operate the trains, dealing a potential blow to key industries here in Wisconsin, including agriculture and manufacturing. A federal judge says letters sent to his office will not change procedures at the state's troubled youth prison. Governor Tony Evers and Republican State Senator Van Wongard each sent letters to Judge James Peterson this month concerning Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake Schools. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home, auto, business, and life insurance? They make it convenient to bundle your insurance while saving you time and money. Visit RuralMutual.com to learn more.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Summer's coming in hot, so it's time to cook up some fun at Mall of America, because it's always a cool 72 and sunny here. Plus, all the summer best in one place. Join SpongeBob SquarePants 25th anniversary celebration. Get slimed at Nickelodeon Universe. Hit new heights on the Fly with Opera ride and Boots Banana Swing. It's shopping nirvana, Crayola experience creativity, hangout heaven. Go all in on summer, all at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/summer.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Adam Super Service, your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center, Durand, Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Healthcare Your Way. Find out more at provisions.health. Anabis Silo, your Toro and Husqvarna equipment dealer, Durand, and Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. Property values in the Durand, Arkansas School District are on the rise. Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Ryan Nelson says the rise in values in the district exceeded the state average.
The state average across Wisconsin was just a touch over 7%. And here in our school district, valuation went up just a touch over 12%, which takes the overall value to just a shade over $900 million.
Because of the rise in property values, Nelson says the property tax mill rate should drop for the upcoming school year. The Pepin County Sheriff's Department has announced the release of a convicted sex offender back into the community. 31-year-old Zachary McDonald is scheduled to be released from prison September 3rd and live on Curtis Road in Arkansas. He was found guilty in 2014 of first-degree sexual assault of a child, child enticement, and possession of methamphetamine in Pepin County. McDonald's release requires him to wear a GPS location monitoring device and have regular contact with his probation parole agent. Students at one UW school are receiving a friendly reminder about the rules before they head out this weekend. Police in Menominee, where UW Stout is located, are going door to door this week to talk with students about the laws for underage drinking, using a fake ID, noise, and other ordinance violations that could get them into trouble. Police even have a one-page piece of paper with the laws, the fines, and some helpful pictures to remind students of what to expect. The city's Caitlin Engel says the idea is to warn students ahead of time and hopefully avoid some of the problems that come with back to school. Some taxpayers in Wisconsin will be able to file their federal taxes for free next year. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue yesterday said Wisconsin is now a member of the IRS's Direct File program. That means people filing simple tax returns can do so for free. Now, the offer comes with a lot of exemptions, including people who have gig jobs, alimony, or are living off their pensions. You can find out if you qualify at the IRS's website. You're listening to WRDN News.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
A Durand man has been charged with four felony sex crimes. According to the Pepin County Sheriff's Department, on February 27th, Durand School Resource Officer Bonnerup contacted the Sheriff's Department about two female students who had reported to Bonnerup that they had accepted a friend request from a Snapchat profile and been sent unsolicited sexual images. After an investigation and execution of search warrants, it was determined the account belonged to 22-year-old Zachary Weber. He's been charged with causing a child under the age of 13 to view or listen to sexual activity, and three counts of solicit intimate representation from a minor. Weber was employed by the Durand, Arkansas School District at the time of the incident, but is no longer employed by the district. He will be in Pepin County Court September 3rd. A Western Wisconsin man has been charged with homicide after a UTV crash that killed one passenger. Bradley Holtz from Arkansas has been charged for the lethal crash from June of 2023. Holtz is accused of driving one of five UTVs that traveled down County Highway Z, which was closed for construction at the time. Officials believe he hit a pile of gravel and the vehicle overturned, killing Jessica Bignall. Deputies say they could smell alcohol in his breath when they responded to the crash. Holtz will be in court August 26th. The United Way in Dunn and St. Croix counties are merging. The two groups yesterday announced their plans to come together. Executive Director Steve McCarthy says together the two will now serve six counties in northwestern Wisconsin. McCarthy says the goal of the United Way is the same as it's always been. The combined United Way effort will also have a new headquarters in Menominee. McCarthy says the focus now is to raise money for their annual campaign. A Winona County judge has decided on the location and date for the murder trial of Adam Fravel. Fravel was arrested and charged with murder after Madeline Kingsbury was found dead in a field in Fillmore County last year. Court documents filed yesterday set the trial date for October 7th at the Blue Earth County Justice Center in Mankato. Fravel's lawyers were granted a venue change after claiming pretrial publicity would keep Fravel from receiving a fair trial in Winona County. The Mayo Clinic is reporting an increase in quarterly revenue. An unaudited financial report posted Monday shows the healthcare organization took in just over $5 billion during the second quarter, an increase of 12% over the same quarter last year. Expenses grew by just over 9% to $4.5 billion. Quarterly operating income increased by nearly 50% to $449 million. Officials credited the impressive revenue growth to the, quote, sustained commitment of Mayo Clinic's exceptional staff, unquote. You're listening to WRDN News.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have.
I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection texted directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
A squad car collided with several other cars on purpose. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office said in a Facebook post they entered one of their old patrol cars into a demolition derby at last weekend's Kenosha County Fair. The post says the deputy behind the wheel brought home the checkered flag, though he thought some of the hits to his vehicle felt personal. The smashed-up squad car has since been donated to Wilmont Union High School. Students there will repair it for future demolition derbies. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Were you uninvited to game night? Do you play board games with the ferocious intensity of an iron-fisted oligarch? Have friends left game night asking, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Head to Mattress Firm's best sale of the year, the Labor Day Sale. Save up to $700 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets and get a $300 instant gift. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Gilliland in must-win situation. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Hey, Dave, we need your truck to help us haul our camping gear.
Sure, but it's not a truck. It's a Traverse.
Introducing the first-ever Chevrolet Traverse Z71. With best-in-class max cargo volume and standard best-in-class 17.7-inch diagonal touchscreen among three-row SUVs, it's the perfect companion on any trip. Make the most out of life's adventures in a Chevy Traverse. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Based on latest available competitive data, with rear seats folded flat. Cargo and load capacity limited by weight and distribution.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With two races remaining in the NASCAR Cup Series regular season, Todd Gilliland is in a must-win situation to make the playoffs. 20th in the standings, the Front Row Motorsports pilot knows his quest won't be easy at Daytona.
We either have to come here and give it our all, and chances are you might end up in a wreck. But at the same time, right, you have to put your best foot forward, and that's running up front, running where the wrecks happen. You have to be right in the middle of it, be in a good position at the end. I think everyone's got a similar mindset, but same time, right, we all know, too, you have to make it to the finish to be able to win the race. And yes, we definitely need to go there and win, and that's what all our mindset is, for sure.
Catch the entire interview Saturday at 6:30 Eastern on NASCAR Live Race Day. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
participating U.S. Wendy's.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer? Whenever I want?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, during our biggest sale of the year, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
The Packers and Ravens are wrapping up their joint practice on Nitschke Field in Green Bay this afternoon. I'm Bill Scott with sports. They'll get the day off on Friday, then meet in the preseason finale on Saturday at noon. Today's practice marking the end of training camp for the Packers. There's NFL action to open up the final weekend tonight. The Chiefs host the Bears, and the Bengals host the Indianapolis Colts. Brewers and Cardinals playing the rubber game of their series at Busch Stadium in St. Louis today. The Cardinals coming from behind last night with a Nolan Arenado grand slam to beat the Brewers 10-6. In 10 innings, the Brewers start the day a game behind the Phillies and two behind the Dodgers for the best record in the National League. Midwest League tonight, Wisconsin's at Great Lakes. Beloit is at South Bend. And the next round of the FedEx Cup playoffs are here. Victor Hovland defending his title at the BMW Championship in Castle Rock, Colorado. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
High school football is here, and we've got you covered with a preview of Week 1 action. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game and Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. Week 1 of the high school football season is here with some outstanding non-conference games to kick things off Friday night. The first Quick Trip in Wisconsin-Dairy game of the week features powerhouses Franklin and Catholic Memorial going at it as they boast two of the state's top senior quarterbacks, Joey Calais of Franklin and MJ Mitchell for Catholic Memorial. A top 5 matchup in Division 1 features defending state champion Marquette, traveling to preseason number 5 Arrowhead. An old North Shore rivalry is rekindled as Germantown will welcome in Homestead. This year's edition of the Slider Bowl is a non-conference affair, as Lakeside Lutheran has moved to the Badger Small, but their game against crosstown rival Lake Mills should be a good one nonetheless. Darlington is turning back the clock with a 2 p.m. afternoon game, as the Redbirds will take on Platteville, a team Darlington defeated 34-7 to open last season. Kaukauna makes the trip to Notre Dame, with the Galloping Ghosts ranked 3rd in our preseason D2 rankings, while Notre Dame is the top-ranked Division 3 squad. West Salem defeated Onalaska 35-28 in overtime to begin last year, and the teams match up once again to kick off the 2024 campaign. Prairie du Chien was the only team to beat Aquinas last year, before the Blue Golds went on to win a third straight Division 5 state title, and the teams will meet up here in Week 1. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. I took the boat out with some buddies the other day. We decided to troll some sand flats for walleyes. We caught a lot of fish, some big ones. None of them were walleyes. I'll tell you what we were doing and what we were catching, but first...
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
Took the boys out to some sand flats the other day. We put out some boards and some crankbaits. looking for suspended walleyes over that sand, and we caught some fish. A lot of fish. Some really big fish. All of them were northern pike. But why were those pike there? I think the reason they were there was because there was forage. We were going over some nice big pods of forage, and you could see that these fish that were being preyed upon were in tight balls in some places and all broke up in others. And in those areas where the pods of bait fish were all broken up was where we were catching these fish. And I thought there'd be some walleyes there, but they weren't. They were northern pike. And I think the reason they were there is the water's cold. Pike like cold water, and there was plenty for them to eat. So once we realized we had some pike, we switched all of our baits over to rattle traps. The big Magnum rattle traps, reds. That was the color. And these caught a lot of big northern pike where we thought the walleyes were. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The sunshine just won't stop, with high temperatures slamming into the upper 70s. Clouds increase tonight with chances of spotty showers or some storms early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, we'll become mostly sunny with high temperatures rising right back to the upper 70s. Still owe the IRS? Call Tax Solutions now. 1-800-281-8193. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as we are broadcasting from the Nebraska State Fair that officially kicks off tomorrow. And markets, it definitely is a gut punch. You, our producers, can use whatever type of wordage you would like to use when you describe what's been happening to this market trade. But we're going to use that one for now. And we're going to kind of break down a lot of things that are happening and how you move forward as more data gets thrown at you over the next couple of days. Add to it, we know that the Fed's, all that is taking place this week. They're in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, waiting for the comments to come from there. But now we've got a strike, and we're used to talking about strikes at the port, and that being in areas of South America, Brazil, Argentina, and now we've got a Canadian line that is down. And add to it, it's not just the Canadian line in Canada, it's the one that runs to the United States. So we're going to get the, somebody who can literally hear the trains go by, is Mike Zuzulo. Mike is with Global Commodity Analytics. And Mike, I think we're going to start there, because initially, when I heard about these train strikes and that they were going to be locking out their workers, it was just talking about the line in Canada. It never until this morning did it mention this includes the Canadian KC line, our KS line that goes right between where you're at in Atchison and Kansas City?
Yeah, this is a lot bigger, and I think the grain trade is waking up to this. I think, honestly, the livestock trade woke to it a couple days back, and fortunately, maybe there's some daylight there that we can talk about as we get into the second part of today's final bell, Susan, with the strong recovery in livestock. But this is not just the United States. This is not just Canada. This is Canada, United States, and Mexico. And we're talking about the two major rail lines that take 80% of Canada's rail traffic around the country every year. 80% of all Canadian traffic goes through this strike impacted Canadian rail system. And then it goes into the United States, and it goes through Omaha. As you say, it goes through Kansas City. You know, I have seen frequently Canadian rail engines, locomotives here. You know, Kansas City Southern now is part of the CN Rail. And so we don't just have Burlington Northern Santa Fe. We also have that CMKC rail system as well. And it really does impact the feedlots through what it could do to the United States supply chain and railroad supply movement and transportation infrastructure, but also, just as importantly, the Mexican feedlots and poultry feeders and pork feeders. And so just Canada alone, it's about $380 billion of traffic every year. That's about 20% of Canada's economy as far as their GDP. It's about a $2 trillion economy in Canada. It's the second largest in land mass, and it's the 10th largest economy. And what I'm trying to get out to you and the ag media and also my clients and subscribers is not just about the United States. It's all of North America. It's not just about Canada, but it really is about agriculture. And it's kind of like the pandemic in terms of the longer it goes on, the harder it will be to get cleaned up. And one person I heard this morning describe it this way: their estimates that they projected this morning after the strike took hold was that a one-week strike that would take, every week the strike goes on, would take about 14 weeks to get back to normal. Others later today in Canada, economic forecasters, the Conference Board of Canada, for instance, are saying that this is a situation that if it goes past 2 or 3 or 4 weeks, it could be truly catastrophic. And this is all right along the time period that we're harvesting now in Canada and getting ready to harvest in the United States. And just one last statistic, one of the head grain people that runs one of the bigger co-ops in Western Canada said that 94% of the grain in Western Canada moves by this rail system. So this is what we have to deal with. And as you say, it's another gut punch.
Well, and you talk about that, Mike, and they're moving some equipment. So you're going to hear the beeping here at the State Fair during setup. So I apologize. But as you talk about this and you mention the fact that harvest is obviously taking place here still in the United States, we know canola and wheat harvest is going to be taking place in Canada. Their only other option to move this grain is, you know, by semi. And that's going to cause a huge jump in cost.
Yeah, and it's not going to be possible with the volume because we're talking about energies, fertilizers. I mean, it is mining, timber. I mean, it is truly could be catastrophic to the North American commodity sector if it goes on. And this is where I come in as an analyst, and I sit here and I think to myself, with one word, the Canadian government could do what they call binding arbitration between the two parties and say, get the railroad started back up and start arbitrating and negotiating in good faith again, but do not shut this railroad down. Do not shut these two railroads down. And that's not happened yet. And I think one of the reasons why we came off our lows in wheat and we had another burst of upside in cattle was because around lunchtime, shortly before, the Canadian government said they were going to announce, quote, soon, how they plan to tackle this freight stoppage, and that the Prime Minister Trudeau was going to stress the need for a quick solution. Well, as you and I speak right now, we haven't seen anything hardcore in terms of anything solid and concrete, Susan. And as a result of that, we went down within roughly 3 cents of the lows in September corn put in place after the crop report, and about 4 cents away from the lows from the 16th of August, those major lows from the crop report week in September soybeans. And so between the crop tour, the weather pattern starting to show more rain early next week in some dry areas, and especially given this psychological burden we're carrying, I have to go back to the technicals. I started out with the technicals this week, and I have to go back to it and not let those technicals get violated without taking on some more hedges, because we have to go back to the ideas, is this like 2014 all over again? And that's,
we've got a lot more that we're going to look at as we get ready here for the second half. It's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Of course, we are broadcasting from the Nebraska State Fair that officially kicks off tomorrow. So again, you are going to hear a lot of noise in the background because we are in the Pinnacle Building and that Expo Building. That's where they are setting everything up right now going on. Mike Zuzulo continues to join us for the second half when we talk about the front half. And I think very important to talk about the focus of what this whole rail situation is going to be. Now let's flip the coin and look at the fact that we did have the Pro Farmer Crop Tour. No surprise, they found disheartening numbers in some areas of Iowa and parts of South Dakota, and we know Minnesota as well. So, Mike, as you look at those numbers and the final report to come out tonight, what's been your takeaway, and did the market react like you thought?
Yeah, I mean, I think the trade was on the way to covering shorts led by the soybeans. The soybeans became the leader to the upside this week because the weather pattern changed, and all of a sudden, after that crop report came out from USDA, the idea was the Pro Farmer Tour and other tours were going to show even bigger crops and even better potential. And that is true in most of the areas that we thought that there was greater potential. But it's potential. We haven't seen the rains fall in all areas. I mean, I've had clients in south central Nebraska get 1.8 inches of rain this week and late last weekend. I've had clients in central Illinois get 2 inches of rain, but I've had a lot of areas in between there and around there that got no more than 2 or 3 tenths of an inch. So we are losing bean yield and we're losing some of the later corn yield, I think, Susan. Even with this cooler weather, it's going to be hard for that crop to really fill out and give us big, strong test weights, given the variability of the planting we have this year. I'm not sure the trade's ready to go through all that, though, and that's where those final numbers by the tour and what kind of rain we actually look at next Monday, Tuesday really does matter a lot. And I say that especially given that the European model and the GFS model have not been in very good agreement this week. And so we could really see a continuation of a drier bias and some that get the rains, but some that do not. And I think we still have to go through that. And that's why in the hedging mindset, if you think about this railroad strike and livestock's a perfect example, we bring in year to date, we've brought in 500 million pounds of Canadian beef. We send them about 100 million in terms of exports out of this country year to date. So if you're thinking about a railroad strike in Canada, you'd be thinking, well, we're going to have a supply shortage here in this country because we bring so much in. Well, the trade was thinking of it the exact opposite a few days ago. Now I think they're getting it a little bit more, and I think that's why we're getting a little bit more of an idea that the livestock is maybe finding support in the United States off of this strike. And I think that's where the wheat market, the corn market, the soybean market, we have to watch real closely, because if Canada can't export other than spring wheat here in the United States, maybe we pick up more business. And that's where it's a lot like the pandemic in my mind, where you could be very bearish in the trade because you're saying, oh, there goes the demand and we're not going to be able to get supplies moving. It's going to be negative. The markets and prices are going to go down. But then all of a sudden we have a very strong surge in prices because we realize crops are rotting in the field. They're not taking bids at elevators, but those bids at elevators are also keeping the farmer from harvesting. And all of a sudden we get into October, November, something like that. And they're like, well, that crop will never be harvested. So we have to keep our head up and we can't be doom and gloom here. And we just have to think things through. And that's why I like paper positions right now, especially for row crops, because we've got that October harvest price coming in. So I threw a lot out there, but it's really important to talk about.
Well, let's talk about something positive. I think folks don't want me to do markets during the day because our cattle numbers turn themselves around. I know they say feeder's been the leader. What is your takeaway to the turnaround we finally saw in this cattle complex today?
Well, either it was the railroad strike turning a corner in terms of the market trade psychology and or the cash market finally caught. And when I look at the percentage gains today, the feeders did once again lead. They've been a lot like the soybeans. Leader to the downside. All of a sudden today, the August feeders up, over 1%, whereas August fat cattle up about 0.7%. And then look at the October hogs up 4.4%. And so you've got a real dynamic going on right now in this meat market, suggesting that maybe we're a little bit tighter on nearby supplies. And I think that makes the cattle on feed report tomorrow and that big marketings number and a 103 placements number as of August 1 very, very important to next week's trade.
Lots of things that we need to factor in. Finally, as we wrap this up, Mike, I wanted to throw this out because we talked about this gut punch and all the things that are happening right now and a lot of negative feels that are going on. It comes down to the mental health of our producer out there. I don't care if you're growing a crop, you're growing livestock, or a combination thereof. It's always remember the importance of keeping everything in check as you get closer to harvest.
It really is. And you've got to find an outlet, or you've got to find several outlets. And whether it's your faith or your family, or whether in my case, it's doing a lot of landscaping and yard work. And, you know, I don't farm, but I have a lot of desire to get out and work with my hands and do stuff with my children.
What is the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
GlobalCommResearch.com is the website. You'll find a lot about us.
All right, that has been the Channel Final Bell, brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free, no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by PepsiCo, working to keep farmers farming. Regulators at OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, are taking comments now on a new proposal to protect workers from extreme heat. And these regulations could bring changes to the ag industry if they're finalized. I'll be back with more after this. PepsiCo, working to keep farmers farming. At its core, PepsiCo is an agricultural company, and farmers are critical to the success of the business. Products from the company have the privilege of being in 94% of U.S. households, and all of their major food brands start with a commodity that is grown by a real farmer on a real farm. Many companies are emphasizing their efforts at sustainability, and PepsiCo's approach starts with the farmers first. That means listening to growers and responding with solutions that address the sustainability challenges you're concerned about. PepsiCo believes sustainability is best done through a partnership approach. You can swing by their booth at the Farm Progress Show this August and learn more about the PepsiCo mindset when it comes to working with farmers on sustainability and see how they support their farmers through the value chain. Earlier this summer, regulators at OSHA proposed their first federal safety standard for excessive heat, which they say impacts more than 105,000 farms or related agribusinesses across the country. The proposal introduces new requirements for rest breaks, water availability, and access to shade, with stricter regulations kicking in as the temperatures rise. Regulators say these rules aim to protect the nearly 1.25 million farm and ag processing workers from heat risks. The agency has been working on the rule for several years, and now it's open for comments until early November. The rule would mandate that employers develop a heat injury and illness prevention plan, or HIP, and monitor heat conditions for workers. At 90 degrees Fahrenheit, for example, mandatory rest breaks every 2 hours would be required. Training on heat risks for supervisors and employees would also become mandatory. For agriculture, the rule is expected to have the biggest impact on the processing side, with meat packers, dairy processors, and fruit and vegetable farms all potentially seeing changes to workday scheduling. Cattle feedlots and orchards also are likely to see increased oversight if the rule is finalized, though the majority of grain and livestock farms would be exempted from the rules due to congressional budget restraints. The financial impact of these changing regulations remains a concern for the industry as well, with compliance costs estimated at nearly $65 million for the grain and livestock industries alone. While that figure is high, OSHA regulators say the cost should not exceed 1% of revenue for the industry when you consider current practices and productivity gains. Farm groups say they have been asked to weigh in at times on the measure, with the American Farm Bureau Federation emphasizing that a one-size-fits-all regulation won't work. John Boatwright, director of government affairs with the group, said, quote, "Our main message to OSHA has been, if you're going to go down this route, you must account for the diverse needs of American agriculture across the board. I think they are recognizing and realizing how complicated and challenging that is." I'll be back with more after this.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is
Yes, if you've got more than 10 employees on your operation and they work outside in the summer heat, you better be reading up on the new heat protection regulations from OSHA. As of now, they're set to be finalized by mid-November, but comments are open until then. You can read the full text in the Federal Register at federalregister.gov. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by PepsiCo, working to keep farmers farming. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Our southern border is wide open, allowing drugs, gangs, and criminals to flood into our communities. We need to get tough. But Senator Tammy Baldwin supported amnesty for 11 million illegal immigrants, including convicted criminals, like an illegal immigrant with multiple DUI charges. He should have been deported. Instead, he stayed and drove drunk yet again and killed a Wisconsin father of three. And Baldwin voted 9 times to support sanctuary cities that protect dangerous illegal immigrant criminals and release them back onto the streets. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-4689, the Justice for Jocelyn Act. No amnesty for illegal immigrants, especially criminals. Vote to finally secure the border. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, a shower or two around tonight, and lows in the low 60s. Maybe an early storm tomorrow morning. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, a high in the low 80s. Mostly sunny, warm and humid for the weekend, highs mid-80s to 90. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 70 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You can take the house and everything in it. Keep the diamond ring, cause that's how I meant it. Sticks and stones are all they ever were to me. This material life with all its value don't mean a thing to me without you. The love that we once had is all I need. So take everything we have if it makes you happy. But darling, let me say before I leave, these sticks and stones ain't all that makes us whole. They don't have arms to hold you and
Yabaroo. These sticks and stones may break me, but the words you said just tore my heart in two. Didn't have a dime between us. You took my hand and said we don't need much, just as long as we're together, we would be fine. Now we've acquired all I thought would please you. I gave everything you know that I could, and still you're telling me you're not satisfied. Take everything we have if it makes you happy. But darling, let me say before I leave, these sticks and stones ain't all that makes a home. They don't have arms to hold you when love goes wrong. Stones may break me, but the words you said just tore my heart in two. These sticks and stones may break me, but the words you said just tore my heart in two.
Brass paperweight is my list of things to do today. Go to the bank and the hardware store, put a new lock on the cellar door. I cross them off as I get them done, but when the sun is set, there's still more than a few things left I haven't got to yet. Go for a walk, say a little prayer, take a deep breath of mountain air, put on my glove, play some cats. It's time that I make time for that. Wave the shore, cast a line, look up an old lost friend of mine, sit on the porch and give my girl a kiss. Start living, that's the next thing on my list. Wouldn't change the course of fate if cutting the grass just had to wait. 'Cause I've got more important things, like pushing my kid on a backyard swing. I won't break my back for $1 million. I can't take to my grave, so I put off for tomorrow what I could get done today. Like go for a walk, say a little prayer, take a deep breath of mountain air, put on my glove and play some catch. It's time that I make time for that. Wave the shore, cast a line, look up an old lost friend of mine, sit on the porch and give my girl a kiss. Start living, that's the next thing on my list. Raise a little hell, laugh till it hurts, put an extra five in the plate at church, call up my folks just a chat. It's time and I make time for that. Stay up late and oversleep, show her what she means to me, catch up on all the things I've always missed. Just start living
That's the next thing on my list. Under an old brass paperweight, my list of things to do today.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Going out of my mind these days, like I'm walking around in a haze. I can't think straight, I can't concentrate, and I need a shave. I go to work and I look tired. The boss man says, son, you're gonna get fired. This ain't your style. And behind my coffee cup, I just smile. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you, there's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in, 'cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful mess I'm in. This morning put salt in my coffee. I put my shoes on the wrong feet. I'm losing my mind, I swear. It might be the death of me, but I don't care. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you, there's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in, 'cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful mess I'm in. Is it your eyes? Is it your smile? All I know is that you're driving me wild. What a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you, there's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in, 'cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. Mess I'm in, spending all my time with you, there's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in, 'cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful mess I'm in.
From you.
it too much to demand? I want a full house and a rock and roll band. Pens that won't run out of ink, and cool quiet and time to play. Shouldn't I have this? Shouldn't I have this? Shouldn't I have all of this? And passionate kisses. Passionate kisses. Whoa, whoa. Passionate kisses.